friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 says, therefore he is able to save completely those who come to God through him. Watch this, because he always lives to intercede for them. Oh, friend, it is so good to know that we serve a Lord, Jesus, who sits at the right hand of the Father, and he intercedes for you and for me. Isn't that pretty cool? He's our mediator. I love it. Hey, I hope you're doing well today. Hey, happy Thursday, the final few days of April 2016. This Thursday, April the 28th, 2016. It's Joey Kroll with you. I woke up, Monday, I think, and I had like a tickle in my throat, and now I have a sore throat. It must be allergies or something. I'm not sure, but yeah. Thankfully, I don't have to talk for a living, right? Oh, but you know, my wife and I, we've been getting into this essential oils. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but 100% pure essential oils. We've been getting into that. So I've been gargling with Thieves essential oil. Oh boy, that helps so much. So praise the Lord for that. I had a nice little gargle before the program today. So, you know, one thing Aubrey and I do every week, mostly on Sunday afternoons, right after church, after I, you know, take my nap so I'm not too cranky, we sit down and we compare notes. We compare our calendars. We talk about what we're going to buy at the grocery store for the week. And we look at calendars. We got this going on. We got this going on. Well, here's what we're doing today. Let's compare calendars because we got lots of great stuff coming up here at Great News Radio coming up on Sunday, May 22nd. Bright and early at 7 a.m., we're going to take a bus trip to Moody Church in Chicago to hear Dr. Lutzer's last message as senior pastor of Moody Church. Now, if you remember, he was part of our 20th anniversary just a couple of weeks ago. Very funny guy. Oh, wow. So I think you would be blessed just to be part of this bus trip to Moody Church in Chicago. Again, Sunday morning, May 22nd, we leave at 7 a.m. The cost is $40. That includes the transportation, lunch, snacks, and weather permitting, a nice walk along North Navy Pier right there in Chicago. We have details on that at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And then coming up a few weeks after that on Saturday, June the 11th, Saturday night, 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, the great voice of Ivan Parker. I'll tell you, I just love his voice. His son is still touring with him. And if you remember last year, we had Ivan Parker, and his son was the guitar player, did a fantastic job. So the Singing Man of GNN will be in concert there as well. Again, Saturday night, June the 11th, 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. General seating is $10, but if you want the artist circle, that's $25. That includes reserve seating and a meet-and-greet opportunity with Ivan as well. More details on that also at greatnewsradio.org. And then in June, Tuesday, June 14th at 12 noon, we're taking a bus trip to Springfield, Illinois at the state capitol there in Springfield as we join Franklin Graham at the state capitol for his Decision America Tour prayer rally. Now, he's been going to state capitals this entire year, all 50 states, to encourage the church, to encourage non-believers to get back to prayer and pray for this country. We're going to take a bus trip to that. It's only $20. That includes the transportation, snacks, and the motor coach as well. That's taking place Tuesday, June 14th at 12 noon. And we will be departing from Marketplace Mall in Champaign at 9 a.m. on the dot. And there's also details at our website about our Israel trip that we're taking in February of next year. All of this and more at our website right there on our homepage. You can visit greatnewsradio.org. You'll see the motor coach and all the details, all the registrations, RSVP, and everything you kind of need to know. greatnewsradio.org. We're going to be busy here for the next several weeks. Praise the Lord. Growing up, having this thing called a rabbit's foot on my keychain. You remember that? I remember those days of having a rabbit's foot. I know some people, they go out and look for four-leaf clovers. Or is it three-leaf clovers? I don't remember. It's one of those. I think the three-leaf clover, four-leaf, whatever it is. But throughout history, though, humans have demonstrated a tendency to collect trinkets that we think will bring about good in our lives. And if we rub the rabbit's foot a certain way, we hope that it will convince the powers that be to be kind to us. But you know what? As Christians, we don't believe in luck, but we do believe in God's providence. By his power, he declares what is right, judges what is sin, and draws the rebellious back under his sovereignty. And today, we're going to go back to the Old Testament. We're going to hang out today in Numbers 21. And we're going to see the story of how God commanded Moses to lift a bronze serpent to bring healing to the people of Israel. And by the way, that's far greater than any rabbit foot can do for sure. So if you have your Bible today, turn to Numbers 21. And we're going to look at the verses 4 through 9, Numbers 21, 4 through 9. And it says, they traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses, and they said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, we have sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. Hmm. You know, the people's rebellion in this instance shows up with a very simple word. Impatient. Look at verse 4. It says, But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses. They grew impatient. The group of people who had been miraculously delivered, fed, and clothed by God now turned on him. In essence, they threw like a preschooler fit before God because they didn't like the food that he provided. Can I read you something here? I remember reading this for the very first time, and it just opened my eyes. You know, when you read scripture, and then it just like something just stands out, jumps out at you. Numbers 21:5 says, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread. There is no water. And it says, and we detest this miserable food. Did you hear that today? We detest this miserable food. You know who gave them that food? That was the Lord. He gave them, he blessed them with that food. And I saw that for the first time, it just like my eyes were open. I said, Lord, I mean, I had tears in my eyes. I said, Lord, I pray I don't ever get like that. Lord, forgive me if there's something in my heart, something in my spirit where I become ungrateful for something that you hand delivered, wrote my name on and gave just for me. And we detest this miserable food. That's what the NIV says. The New Living Translation says, and we hate this horrible manna. The English Standard Version says, we loathe this worthless food. Another translation says, we detest this wretched food, this worthless bread, this awful food. Friend, the group of people who God had miraculously delivered, fed and clothed, now turned on him. See, the people went far beyond doubt. They imagined God had intentionally led them out of Egypt for the express purpose of killing them in the desert. It was a rebellion of epic proportions. By stating such a claim, the people showed that they doubted God's character and his word. So in response to the rebellion, God acted quickly. He punished them. It was the type of punishment that would strike fear in the heart of any person. I mean, just out of nowhere, poisonous snakes were in the camp. Biting, infecting, killing. I mean, the break of their trust of God was a serious offense. The Lord didn't take that lightly. When they spoke out against their circumstances, they were speaking directly against God's character. And as the rebellious people begin to die, they cried to Moses for help. It says in verse 7, the people came to Moses and said, we sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us. The man they accused of being in a league with a God who had deceived them would once again come to be their advocate. And Moses was willing to plead the case of the guilty before the Lord. What a mighty man of God. Think about that, because I try to put myself in some of these situations to help better understand and comprehend. And I would be, you know, in the flesh, I would be thinking, you made your bed, now sleep in it. But praise God for a godly man, Moses, to be their advocate, to go on their behalf and plead their case before the Lord. And I praise God for godly men like that each and every day. See, once God heard the people's cry, he provided a way of restoration through their faith. In an act of divine irony, God instructed Moses to make a serpent of bronze and place it on a pole. And if those bitten by snakes on the ground would look to the snake that had been lifted up, they would be healed. See, God chose the symbol of their punishment for sin as the instrument of his mercy. Did you get that? God chose the symbol of their punishment, which is the snake, for sin, as the instrument of his mercy. And you know what? The bronze serpent points to Christ's rescue from sin. In John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." See, the story of the Israelites' lack of faith, punishment, and recovery is not one that stands on its own in biblical history. Jesus himself referenced this story. Packed in these two verses in John chapter 3 are several important ideas. First, we see how the original story is a foreshadowing of what Jesus would accomplish more than 1,000 years later. That's what I just love about God's Word. The Old Testament and the New Testament go hand in hand. When Moses lifted up the bronze serpent for the people to see, he was providing a remedy for all who would look at it. Now, Jesus is going to be lifted up for a much broader reaching recovery. The work through the bronze serpent was temporary. Jesus' work is permanent. And the Greek word for lifted up in John chapter 3 is not the idea of simply holding something up to look at or view and all that. Rather, it's meant to exalt something. See, not long after this encounter, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus here in John chapter 3, but not long after this encounter with Nicodemus, Jesus would be hanging on the cross. And while there, he would fulfill the Old Testament prophecies of the divine Son of God, who was also fully human, serving as the payment for our sins. Christ would be exalted before the nations, and all who look to him can live eternally. Friend, just as the Israelites looked upon the brown serpent lifted high on the pole and were healed, so also we look with faith upon Jesus Christ lifted high on the cross and are saved from the punishment of our sin. And all God's people said, Amen.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how proved you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how proved you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him trust him more.
Ah, yes, that's right. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. Just a quick reminder, you can visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and get an update on all the upcoming events. Our trip to Israel, February of next year, our bus trip to Chicago, bus trip to Springfield, and our Ivan Parker concert, all at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason, and for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, I think you'll be blessed by that. Tomorrow morning at 7:30. 2 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.